On one of the hottest afternoons in July, in the Toronto suburb of North York, I schlepped up the three porch steps that belonged to the last house on the block, my bulky backpack biting into my shoulders. At age 15, I was eager to make whatever extra summer money I could, so I was going door to door selling picture frames. Even as a teenager, I wanted to feel like a big-shot entrepreneur. But instead, people slammed doors in my face all day. 8 straight hours in the sweltering summer heat had left me ragged, sweat-soaked, and feeling low. I was close to giving up, but I decided to attempt one last sale. I impulsively rang the doorbell. I heard a soft shuffling of feet, then a terse, "Who's there?" As the door opened, I had to conceal my surprise. The owner of the house was elderly and tiny, much gentler looking in person than her voice had let on, with unkempt gray-white hair. 2 minutes later, I was seated in her small, worn living room, but when I launched into my practiced pitch, she interrupted, turning her focus from the picture frames to me. She unleashed a barrage of questions. Who was I? Where was I from? Newfoundland? Then what was I doing in Toronto, so far from home? Where were my parents? The frames weren't stolen, were they? And another question, one she asked repeatedly. Was this something I really liked doing? An hour later, holding my second glass of iced tea, I'd hardly moved. The two of us were still deep in conversation. By now I knew she was 82, a retired social worker and a widow, and a graceful, even riveting, storyteller. She kept coming back to one point. The most important thing in life, she told me, was to figure out what I really wanted to do and who to do it with. She blurted out, "Listen," and then stressed it in her slightly craggy voice. "You must love both that thing you are doing and love even more the people you do it with." Then, after a pause and with a wide, assuring smile, she added that she just knew I would have wonderful success in my life. And at that moment, for some reason, I believed her, even though she didn't buy even one picture frame. Over the past 2 decades of my peripatetic career, I've tried hard to stand by that wisdom from the retired woman in North York, to love what I do, but to love even more the people with whom I'm doing it. I picked my first official job because of the good feeling I got from the people who interviewed me. Little did I know then that some of those same interviewers would serve as lifelong mentors, fund my first venture and subsequent ones, or become colleagues and collaborators in initiatives throughout my career. One of those longtime mentors is a former partner of the management consulting firm McKinsey & Company, Sunyan Xie. I first met Sunyan when I was a young associate at McKinsey, and he was a senior partner and then chair of McKinsey's Professional Development Committee globally. At the time of our conversation for this book, Dominic Barton, the worldwide managing director of McKinsey, had just recognized Sunyan for his mentorship, learning, and development philosophies. Both Dominic and I were in the same Toronto McKinsey office in the early 1990s, and Sunyan, at that time, was already a mentor to Dom. It all came full circle when Dom recently paid tribute to Sunyan as one of the handful of people who have had the most critical impact on leadership and people development at the firm. It had been more than 2 decades since I had worked at McKinsey, but Dom's recognition of Sunyan's impact compelled me to ask him the question that I had always wondered. Why had Sunyan decided some 2 decades ago to take me under his wing and single me out for attention among the sheer number of people who sought his counsel? Sunyan paused and, after a moment, said he wasn't sure if he had chosen me or if I had chosen him. There was no arrogance in his voice or manner, but his response struck a chord. He was right. In pursuit of the same feeling I'd experienced as a teenager in North York, I had chosen him, and this choice occurred before he, in turn, chose to include me in a select group of mentees. He concluded, "Mentorship is mutual. The mentor must feel that they will get a deeply satisfying human experience out of building up somebody, just as the mentee must make a conscious choice with the hope that their mentor will impart life philosophy and professional wisdom, along with knowledge and skills.